Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. We're live in Watford City today, coming to you from the McKinsey County Bank for our broadcast today. The good folks from the Watford City Chamber of Commerce and Watford City Economic Development Corporation have us here today to tell you about tonight's annual meeting. And there's still time to attend if you'd like, as a matter of fact. So it'll be at the Outlaws Ballroom, 5:30 tonight. Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development Corporation. They're bringing in a renowned oil and gas economist, a fellow by the name of Dr. Lauren C. Scott, and he'll be giving quite a presentation. They also are going to unveil a new website that I'm looking forward to finding out more about, called the Voices of Watford City. And it'll feature the stories of Watford City residents in their own words. So you and I can hear from Watford City residents, informed debate. And also, if any of us are looking for information, it's a good place to go. So it should be fun. Looking forward to seeing that. If you want to, if you'd like to attend tonight, I'm going to give you a telephone number. Mary Gumke is the chamber coordinator. You can call her at 701-570-5084. About 300 folks there tonight, I understand, which is a robust crowd for an annual meeting of the Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce. That's what has brought us to McKinsey County and Watford City today. Looking forward. I'll be there tonight myself. Love to have you join us. And coming up later on in the program, we'll get an update from Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford and Economic Development Director Gene Veeder today on the program. Looking forward to that as well. And Derek Franzen from the Chambers around here as well. So maybe Darren will pop in and give us a little more of a preview of tonight's events for the Chamber of Commerce. So look forward to that. Our telephone number to find out, for you to tell us what's on your mind, is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Spent some time last hour talking about a story in Grand Forks that's garnered a fair amount of press attention for a number of reasons. One, there's a lot of law enforcement agencies involved. Two, there was a high-speed chase. But most importantly, the organization. Fergusonization? I need a new word. What did
What's
I call
wrong with Fergusonization? I mean, like I kind of...
You like that? You're okay with that
you get one? You get the image of a mob around a cop car up in flames. I mean...
It's too hard to say, yeah.
It is hard to say, I'll give you that.
I said on my Facebook page I was growing weary of Fergusonism. And, it's just sort of this affliction. And what I mean by that is, obviously we know about the incident in Ferguson, where you had a law enforcement officer shoot an unarmed man, but many facts have come out. Grand juries have dealt with it, but now it's the cool thing to do, to second guess cops when one of these incidents happened, and that's what happened in Grand Forks. And so we've been asking who you think is right in that particular case. We know there was a high speed chase. We know there was an effort to reach into the vehicle of the suspect and get pull the keys out to get, stop the vehicle. He drove away, endangering a law enforcement officer, and then rammed a sheriff's deputy's car, Grand Forks County Sheriff's deputy's car. He was ultimately shot then by a UND police officer five or six times, and has survived but is recovering now and has considerable injuries. My question is, if you're a cop and a suspect's ramming your car, do you defend yourself? If you're worried about another 100-mile-an-hour chase, do you take matters into your hands to stop this individual? I say common sense would tell you yes, it does. But what's your take on that? Also, the voting law will be revisited. New North Dakota voting law happened. Changes were put forward in the 2013 legislature, and now the new legislature is looking at a tweak regarding students, because a number of students, and we now know the numbers and percentages because of a new study that's out. NDSU had like 3.6% of their students with a problem, UND about 2.9%, and it's difficult to know exactly how many because only a certain percentage respond to a request answering the question, but BSC had the high number, 7.7% of their students who either reported that they voted or tried to vote said they were unsuccessful voting. And the same students were warned, You need to come in with an ID with your address on it. But ignored them. So now there's an effort underway to say, well, maybe we should change the law, and what we should do is require the universities to issue new IDs with the address on them, and that'll take care of it. It's about a $375,000 price tag. Is that the right way to go, or should we just look at our email and have some responsibility? Here's the deal. I don't think we should say, oh, these poor students. I think we should say, hey, a law changed, and if you want to vote, you got to come with an ID that shows your address where you live. Okay? And that's the law. Love to have you vote. Follow the law. Rather than dumbing things down so that they can vote. That's sort of my knee-jerk reaction to this. But I welcome your take. 800-228-0550. Some calls came in during the break. Jerry in Fargo first here wants to weigh in. What's on your mind, Jerry?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Well, you know, Scott, I kind of agree with you and your one guest there about this police thing. I agree with him. But I guess if it was my relative that got shot in the face, I might have to agree with Leon. So maybe this discussion just doesn't end here. It's so clear-cut as it may seem. So that's just kind of my take on that one. And on the voting thing, I absolutely love North Dakota's voting laws. I think it's great. When I go vote, show my ID, I always thank the people for asking for it. Now, my question, or not the question, the statement I would have is, number one, if the student has this type of trouble, one, maybe they shouldn't be in college, and two, maybe they shouldn't be voting. That's all I got to say on that subject. So, thank you.
Yeah, I hear you, Jerry. I hear what you're saying. I want to call. I do not want to call anybody stupid. But I do. I look at this story, and I see the student who's going to be testifying. That please, can you fix this for us? Admit in the story, quote, she recalls receiving an email from BSC at the start of the school year informing students of the change to voting laws. But updating her address was not at the forefront of her mind leading up to the election. She knows other students are in the same boat. Well, if we accommodate this, what are we doing? We're not sending out the best students. I don't think that makes a lot of sense at all. Galen in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Calling regarding the police shooting in Grand Forks, policemen were lucky they weren't injured in that car when he rammed them, number one.
Sure.
Number two, it goes back to Smokey the Bandit. That's what that kind of person was doing. Total disrespect for the law. And when you're dealing with a situation where that law enforcement has to act quickly and there's no time to sit there and think for a half an hour about what we really should do. They're trained to do a certain thing, and I'm sure they were confident they were following it. Regarding the registration to vote, people should be educated. It's probably one of the educational lessons for that girl who was upset about not being able to vote that day, not knowing what the requirements were, and it's probably an education for the whole state, for other people as well. And that's all I had to say.
Appreciate the call, Galen. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, and I agree with you. Gene in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. You were talking about voting and voting laws. Last fall in the election in Valley City, they voted on a wellness center. Okay, there's some trouble going on with that. And one of the officials in the courthouse that had to do with that was fired because she refused to do something that was against the law. You need to check into this stuff. But the point I'm trying to make is the college kids in Valley City can show an ID, and if they've been here for 30 days, they get to vote. Okay, when they're done with college, they leave town. Then we get to pay the taxes on the wellness center. And we live out of the city district, so we get to pay the taxes and have had no say.
Yeah.
That's taxation without representation. I thought we fought a war over that.
It's a dicey one because the students are there at the time. You know, so, and Grand Forks fought this with the Alera Center at the time, too, you know. I mean, so the students are there, they're residents. And if you start saying, well, you know, you're here, but you're not going to be here, and I'm going to be here forever, and you're not, then, you know, how do you parse that out? I understand your frustration. And I think that in that case, you know, You just need to rally more support to your side on a particular issue and have people outnumber those that that vote the other way. But
I'm ready to dump some tea overboard.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're going to have your own Valley City Tea Party.
Yep.
You're going to have to find some open water. That might be a challenge here for a while.
Let Scott know when you're going to do this, and we'll bring what's in your mind over there.
Yeah, exactly right. But I hear you, Gene.
We'll set up tables with pie on them.
Well, pie is a magnet for us. Yes, that's one way you can get us there. Thanks, Gene. Appreciate the call. Thank you.
Well, I may not pay attention to the rest of the show, but I'll be there for the pie. Yeah.
Full disclosure, we can be bought with pie. There's just no other way. We're in Watford City today, live in McKenzie County Bank, previewing tonight's Watford City Chamber of Commerce, Watford City Economic, and McKenzie County Economic Development annual meeting. Should be great fun. We're going to chat with Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, and Gene Veeder coming up in a little bit. Back to more of your calls in a moment. 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
As far as these voter ID laws go, isn't there a law already on the books that if you move, you have 45 days to update your driver's license and get the correct current address on your driver's license, or it's a $45 fine? Seems to me that if these students are not updating their addresses on their driver's licenses, they're actually technically in violation of 2 laws when they go and vote and don't have their IDs going. So I say throw them in jail.
Bye.
Oh, cool. That might be just a little on the harsh side. Yeah. But, I think this is a good learning opportunity. Here is the law regarding where you live and what's on your driver's license. And here is your voting requirement. And in the case of the voting requirement, that was sent out to these students. Now, I know some would argue, well, we don't want to make it tough for students to vote. Well, to your point, we're not making it tough for them to vote. We're just saying, follow the law to vote. It's not too hard, is it? Ireland, on the road. What's on your mind?
Yeah, is this me?
This is you, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'm driving a truck out in an oil patch. I guess that shooting deal, I guess, to me, I've always felt once a high-speed chase has ensued, they've lost all their rights. They need to do whatever they need to do to make the public safe. So I think that could have happened, sooner on, even as far as that goes, because who knows when they're going to kill somebody. They're going to veer across the lane, lose control.
Well, let me just give you a little bit of the background on this. Evidently, this first started with him being a suspicious vehicle and running a stop sign. Officers respond, and then the chase ensues, okay? And it reaches speeds of 100 miles an hour. So much so, law enforcement says, we're out of here. We're done, okay? And I don't know how much time passes, but a certain amount of time passes. And then they get a call about this guy potentially being suicidal. And being in the parking lot of the hospital, Altru Hospital. So then they go over to the Altru Hospital, and again, this is after the chase had ended, and that's when they corner him, they try to get him to come out of his car. He won't. One officer reaches into the car. That's when he pulls away, and then he rams the sheriff's car. So it wasn't in the heat of the pursuit that this happened. It was later, and some have said, well, the pursuit was over at that point. But to me, the risk is the 100-mile-an-hour pursuit starts all over again, and somebody gets killed. So,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, once that first thing happened, that's all out the window, and then ramming a vehicle, I mean, what's to say he wouldn't have, what if somebody had been climbing out of their car as he hit it and it would have knocked him down and ran him over? Or, it's the law enforcement puts their life on the line to make it safe for us, and all we do when something happens is I'm getting sick of people not, they never take the law enforcement side. It's always, I don't know what's going on with the world. I just don't like it, I guess. Everybody sticks up for the criminal all the time. So, not everybody, but a lot of them.
Too many. I'm with you. That's what I'm calling the Fergusonization that I can't even say.
it's one of them days, it's a Monday somewhere, so.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Thank you, Arnold.
You know what I mean? Everybody just dives on the cops. And, they want to come home to their family safe and sound. And like you say, if another chase would have pursued or he would have hit somebody in the parking lot, if he would have killed somebody before he was shot, nobody would be having, maybe they still would be having this conversation that they still should have done something different, but not in my book. They done it right. And like I say, once you've tried to flee from a cop, you're a criminal, period. You've proved your guilt. So that's in my book, plain and simple.
Arnold, thank you for listening, and appreciate you calling and sharing your thoughts today on what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 to do just that. He was not armed. His wife is saying, why didn't they just taser him? And so that's where the controversy is coming from here. A couple other calls that came in during the break. Let's roll those quickly.
Who decides all these privileges anyway? I guess somebody has to decide all that stuff. I wonder if you got a privilege to be born. Or right to be born.
Wow.
Okay.
I think you have. Well, I mean, you don't really have a choice, I guess. If you made it that far, you got to go the rest of the way at that point, I guess.
Yes. Yeah. All right. I think he's trying to add another layer to our debate on whether driving is a privilege or a right. But, all right. Who else? Somebody else we want to get in here?
In North Dakota is most definitely a privilege. Haven't you ever heard? When you drive under suspension, it's called driving with driving privileges suspended. Keywords privileges, driving privileges suspended.
Good point.
So it's a privilege, not a right.
That's a good point. That's the legalese they always use, privileges suspended or privileges revoked, whichever applies, but they always use the word privileges.
And you have to follow the rules of the road. You don't, sorry, it's gone. Well, I've got a right. No, you didn't follow the rules. So,
right.
Scott says on our Facebook page, in many cases, the police have only seconds to make decisions in these life-threatening situations. All of us can sit back and analyze what the officer should have or could have done. If the officer hadn't taken the action he did and the driver got away and ran over and killed someone, then we'd be criticizing the officer for not terminating the chase when he had the opportunity. With the number of shots that were reported to be fired, I guess I would suggest that the range master bring the officer back for retraining. Folks, let's back the police officers that put their lives on the line for all of us. Thank God the officer wasn't hurt or killed in the situation. The media loves this stuff. The old saying of, if it bleeds, it leads, is so true. I say hats off to all the law enforcement officers for ending this dangerous situation safely to the public. And by the way, I think the law enforcement officers are a little on edge over this, probably getting tired of it, like that posters suggest. A Fargo police officer commenting on a Facebook page about this incident in Grand Forks was going back and forth with somebody and finally said, do us all a favor and hang yourself, is now getting some disciplinary action because of that. So it's spilled over to comments on Facebook with law enforcement officers not even involved in the situation. All right. Who else is waiting to weigh in here? Let's go to Bob in Valley City. You're up in What's on Your Mind. I wanted to talk about voting.
Yeah, this thing is pretty big with this voting deal. The gal that got fired up at the county. I went to the county commissioner a couple of times about this, and the gal was only wanting clarification on what to do with these students that weren't registered properly, and she merely wanted a state's attorney's opinion on how she should put these names in the voting record. And that's all she wanted. She wasn't. I read all the emails. I read everything about this case, and there was no disrespect or nothing. And 2 days after she asked for clarification from the state's attorney about how she should enter these things into the voting record, she was terminated by a letter put on her desk saying that she's fired for insubordination. And apparently, this has gone all the way to Secretary of State. Jagger wrote a letter back to the county that said there were no laws broken here, everything's fine, nothing to see here, just cruise on by, there's nothing going on here. But when you read 16.1 in the North Dakota Century Code, you have to have an address in order to vote. And the ones at the college did not have an address. They merely had a P.O. box. And three times in Century Code 16.1 specifically states you must have a legal address.
And I don't think that's too much to ask going back to that point. I don't know all the details of what you're talking about in Valley City, but it sounds like it's worth digging into. Bob, appreciate your call up against the break. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Remember, you get the great deal, the 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow. That's 50% off when you use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com. Or better yet, just call them at 800-506-9028. Do it for your health and get a better night's sleep. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hinn here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, full-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We're back in Watford City, McKenzie County Bank, our location for our broadcast today. We're here because tonight the Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce and the Economic Development Corporation are holding their annual meeting and bringing in a renowned oil and gas economist, fellow by the name of Dr. Lauren C. Scott. It'll be at the Outlaws Ballroom tonight, and there's still some tickets available if you want to go. Nice crowd on hand. Looking forward to that. Also looking forward to the unveiling of the Voices of Watford City, a video program, new website to tell the stories of Watford City residents, which is, I love hearing them. So I'm looking forward to seeing the videos and the website tonight. Watford City's Mayor Brent Sanford is here, and the Economic Development champion of McKenzie County, Gene Veeder, as well. Gentlemen, nice to see you. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Good morning, Scott.
Glad to be back in Boomtown here, where things are hopping and happening, and looking forward to tonight. Gene, this event is a big deal for the Economic Development Corporation in the Chamber, right?
Yep. You know, Scott, I was thinking when I first came here, we had a thing down at the Eagles, and there was 30 people in a room with a bucket of chicken on the end, and we all talked about how we were going to make the community grow. And this is morphed into a major event out here that people are excited for. It's a celebration of what's happened throughout the year, so we're excited about it.
That's fantastic. And, you know, it's as busy as ever. You know, you can look at a headline or two and wonder what the price of oil is doing in the way of impacts, but looks to me like it is not slowing things down one iota in Watford City. Would that be a fair estimate, Mr. Mayor?
Correct, Scott. I tell you what, our building season is going to be even more than the year before, which is amazing to think of, because 2014 was a record. But the permitting for 2015 looks like we will exceed that in housing units, and not only that, but a lot of public building construction. The community's at a time now where we've got to build new schools, new hospitals, new jail, everything new. And so it's going to be pretty amazing to see all the buildings coming out of the ground in 2015.
When folks are coming to Watford City, McKenzie County, you two very often are going to interact with them. Gene, I know you lead countless tours and hear from tons of folks. What's been the reaction from folks? Are they concerned at all about this?
Well, I think they come to ask that question. You know, everybody's become an oil expert in the United States now, and so they hear what the latest news is, and they don't realize the time and energy that businesses have put into their businesses plans to build here, or that the community's put in to roll out our infrastructure. And, you know, we're here to stay, and we're here for 20, 30 years of projects. So I think they actually are overwhelmed by the amount of activity that's going on here. We really haven't seen a blip. This is a slow time of our year, of course, but, you know, I think we've always encouraged people to come out and look firsthand at what's happening. So I think they're pleasantly surprised at the activity.
And what are you hearing from the operators, from the producers, from the service providers? What are they saying, Mayor?
Well, we ask the questions when we see them, and basically you can read the news and see they're reducing their CapEx budgets. So there's going to be some lower exploration dollars for 2015, and that's pretty obvious. Their CapEx budgets were high because of the profits of $100 oil. And so you'll see a reduction in some of the new well drilling, but they're still drilling. And no one is saying they're not going to drill these wells. So that's our point when we talk to legislators, to the prospective investors, is, hey, guess what? Nobody's saying they're not going to drill these 60,000 wells, just maybe a little bit slower than the breakneck pace we had the last 5 years.
Dale Patton was mentioning some of the folks that he's talking to would say it's a welcome reprieve to do some catch-up. You guys feel like there's some merit to that too?
You have to whisper that around here, but I think most people do feel that way, that you really can't grow exponentially like we have. And Scott, you've seen it in the last 3 or 4 years. It's not sustainable. And although we don't welcome lower oil prices, we're probably behind 6, 8, 10 months on almost every private and public project we have out there. So if we thought there wasn't hope, 5 years down the line for this industry, it would be different, but we're still real bullish on what's happening with the reserves in the ground and our ability to get them out and market them.
And when you say we have to whisper that?
Well, nobody makes it sound like you're trying to...
You're wishing for... It's more of just being able to manage it a little better.
Right. Yeah. So, the people that have made it in McKenzie County since the 50s are the people who have come here with the opinion that they're going to be part of the community for long term. And so, we see people come and go, have since I've been involved in this business, but the community has been held together over the years by people with a long term commitment, and that's how you do government, and that's how you support the business here. So that doesn't change, and we don't expect it to change either.
I get a sense, Brent, and I don't know if you heard this as well from industry folks, that nobody wishes for this, right? I mean, it's a pretty significant change in the price of oil from where it was to where it is, and you want it to come back to a number that makes sense and keeps us all going. And obviously, with the slim difference between supply and margin worldwide, you know that it's coming back, and the experts say it's coming back. It's a matter of what and by when. But it's also an opportunity to become more efficient, and that's good for the long haul too, isn't it?
It is. You hear stories of the fact that these companies are trying to get to where they're profitable at the $55 and $60 point, and just by trimming the belt, slimming down, tightening the belt, you hear a lot of talk of we've got to be 80% of the cost of where we've been for the last 2 years, and can you meet that? And so they're putting a lot of pressure on vendors, and it makes a lot of pain for some of these vendors, but they're trying to get to the point where they're running an efficient business. We've all known that the costs have been high in this area for that reason. For 5 years, it's been, can you get this done? Not what's it going to cost to get this done. So today, it's what is this going to cost to get this done, which is normal, and it should be done that way.
I would also say that one of the ways that you can be more efficient is if you are paying for the housing for your employees, which many companies do, that there's more housing, right? So that that price point comes down. We've seen some examples of that. Reuters did a story here about rents coming down, and I got a kick out of it. It's sort of like one story is, oh, rents are higher here than they are in New York City, and then the next one is the sky is falling, rents are dropping. But if you look at the actual numbers, I mean, the rents are still off the charts compared to, Fargo or Bismarck or anywhere else, double and more, so they're pretty, but again, it suggests more supply is bringing the price down, and that's part of that efficiency, isn't it?
Yes, and it's funny, Scott, every time we talk or I talk to anybody, basically housing comes up. Housing is the topic of every concern we have, every challenge we have for the future, and we still are in a serious lack of housing environment here. We've got employees that have lived here for 5 to 7 years now that they're ready to move into a house, and the single family home construction is still very light in this area because of the economy for building multifamily, for building apartments, for building rental duplexes and such. We're still seeing units renting up for $3,000 to $4,000 per month, even now this month. And so it's going to take a while for these prices to come into where it's reasonable. And what we say for reasonable here is not reasonable anywhere else. We're hoping to see $1,500 to $2,000 per month rents, and we would consider that reasonable compared to where it's been. So if you think about those numbers, it's pretty staggering. We're still there's still quite a supply and demand imbalance in Watford City on housing.
Gene, what's your take on the housing thing and how we how we improve, get the stock so there's more there, and obviously get the price point where it allows for these. I mean, again, ultimately, you want these companies profitable at $55, $60 oil, because then pretty much you can weather any storm. So housing's a big part of that, right?
Well, it's a supply and demand thing. As Brent says, you know, we all spend a lot of time trying to look what's happening, and we know that these pressures to pay for this these housing developments have been really a short, you know, 2-3-5 year period. We know that there's a window to take it longer. What Brent said is true, though. We have not seen declining rental numbers on motels and in apartments here yet. We have, this cost have not come down here yet. And so I know our city planner feels that we're still about 1,000 units behind where we need to be to service this industry where it goes. So the workforce is changing too, though, Scott. You know, it's as it moves more towards production, as these companies are looking at not spending so much time on travel, they're expecting their people to be closer to work, and they're reducing some of their per diems. It's going to affect the housing market. But I would say we haven't seen it yet. Is that fair to say, Brent? I mean, we just...
No, it's just starting. You're seeing that shift from the drilling employee to the moving to the production side. Then all of a sudden, it's like it's going from traveling and higher pay to normal pay, and they've got to be within 15 to 20 minutes of their job, and they get to go to the same place every day, settle in. Now all of a sudden that person is looking for that single family home, which ironically mortgages are much less than what rents are in this town. So we just need to see that single family home construction. So that's why we work so hard as a city to get the infrastructure money in place so that we can put the infrastructure down to get this town construction beginning.
And obviously a big win for Watford City and all of oil country and really the entire state of North Dakota, because those dollars were spread out all over in the infrastructure funding that was passed early and signed by the governor that I know you both worked very hard on. Now the effort is to fix the future and make sure those dollars are there. The first bite at the apple didn't look so good in the House, where there was talk of, 60%, let's leave it up, and these oil-producing counties, and 40%. Again, we're talking about the oil extraction tax now. 60% would go to the, the oil-producing areas, and 40% would stay with the state. Got turned around to a suggestion that that number would be 30% for oil-producing counties, with the first bite at the apple, at least. What's your take on what the impact of that will be and where that debate is at, Brent?
Well, I've learned over the years, I've been in enough sessions to say that it's early, Scott, but you're right. To start at 30, the bar was placed pretty low, and everyone out here, including the governor and his budget, is saying that 60% is what is needed for that local distribution, and it's actually out of the gross production tax.
Not the extraction tax, right?
Right,
yep.
So the gross production tax, for us to keep 60% of the second 4% is what we're asking for. So it actually is still only asking for 2.4% of what's collected at the wellhead, which if you add the extraction on top of 6.5, the total is 11.5%. So it sounds like we're trying to ask for everything here. We're not. It's still only a quarter of what is received at the wellhead. But the importance of getting that 60% is there for all these communities in the West, especially with lower oil prices. At this point, if we don't get 40 to 50, if we don't get 50%, it's going to be a pay decrease from the last session, the last biennium. So, I mean, it's very imperative because a lot of our budgets and our debt service is based on receiving gross production tax. So this will be an ongoing topic for the next 2 months to see how it shakes out.
And I talked to Senator Rich Wardner last week, or earlier this week, I forget when, and asked him, you know, his reaction to what happened in the House, and he said, well, it's all about the price of oil. I mean, but you're saying that that's as much a reason to stick with the plan as not, right?
Right. And you've got to look at, why we say at the legislature, at least we're not spending this oil money on continuing spending. Well, it turns out there's property tax relief that's funded out of this. And so this will become a statewide discussion of what's most important, properly funding the oil producing counties or sticking with property tax relief.
That'll be a big issue as they crank up again today with the second half of the legislature after the crossover. Short break, back with more. We're at McKenzie County Bank, Watford City. Chat with Mayor Brent Stanford, Gene Veeder from McKenzie County. Stay tuned. More of that coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The McKenzie County Bank, our thanks to Dale Patton and his team for their hospitality today. They'll soon be, by the way, Cornerstone Bank, a three-bank merger, a historic merger taking place. And so a new brand going on the longtime McKenzie County Bank, as well as Lakeside Bank in Newtown, added to that Cornerstone brand you've heard about. So appreciate them being here today. Karen sent me an email. I just read it. Karen from Bismarck, she said, I hear you advertising MyPillow.com frequently on your program, and I just need to tell you MyPillow is frightening, frighteningly good. After listening to your ads, I decided to buy one for my husband of 40 years for his birthday. Using your promo code, he was able to get two. Received his pillows at the end of January. After plumping them in the dryer, he started sleeping on one, and that's when things got scary in our bedroom. You have to understand, my husband has snored loudly for over 40 years. Starting the first night with his new pillow, I found myself waking up scared. I didn't hear him snoring. I didn't hear him at all. I actually would reach out and touch him just to be sure he was still breathing. He says he's now waking up feeling better, rested. Me, not so much. I still wake up afraid because it's too quiet. Once I've confirmed he's okay, I'm grateful. I'm sure I'll get used to the silence in our bedroom in time, but for now it's still a new experience. My husband and I have laughed that maybe we should now order the pet pillow for our dog, who's also a snorer. But they have those, by the way. They have the pet pillows, too. So, but she says, I think a better solution, just order a pillow for myself. Thanks for backing a great product. Well, thank you, Karen. It is a Minnesota product. It's a neat entrepreneur. We love it. And they sell a lot of pillows to our What's on Your Mind listeners, and we are gratified. So thank you for supporting MyPillow and all of our advertisers. 800-506-9028 is their number, by the way. And you can go to MyPillow.com and use that promo code Scott and get the two-for-one deal, just like Karen and her husband did. Thanks for sharing that story. That's pretty cool. Continuing our conversation with Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford and McKenzie County's Economic Development Director Gene Veeder, both with us on the program today. Looking forward to tonight's event, The Voices of Watford City. That'll be fun to see that. And I know that that's something that you've worked real hard on, Gene, to get those stories out there. I mean, unfortunately, the vast majority of this audience gets news about Watford City and McKenzie County from newspaper or television snippets that tell a very small sliver of the story. Their lives have been changed here, transformed because of what's going on here. And those stories need to be told, don't they?
Well, that's what keeps Brent and I going. I can tell you that is the people. When you look in the eyes of the people who, you know, when you're the economic development guy, there's a lot of rhetoric gets thrown out there. But this oil thing is about jobs, not anything more or less than about jobs. So when people can come here, have quality employment, rebuild their lives or have an opportunity, when you get to meet people with that kind of excitement and enthusiasm, it's just really interesting. And so we, you know, the project really looks at talking to those people whose lives have been changed and what it's really like to live and work here. We don't get that unless we tell a story ourselves, I guess.
Is the website up yet, or is it going to be unveiled tonight?
The website is up. We are unveiling it tonight, but it is. We'll have it all attached to McKenzieCounty.net here by the end of the day. So, but I was telling, I think earlier, there's some YouTube clips that go with that. And so the people that are working on it threw those YouTube clips on, and it wasn't 15 minutes before the YouTube clips started getting shared across the country. And Jesse has been working on that project. How did they find that? That's how people get their news. They, if they're going to come and live and work in Watford City, they'll go to the web right away, type in Watford City, and we want them to find the real story, not the made-up story.
And you know someone pretty well in one of those stories, Mayor Sanford. Your son Nick is there in talking about a buddy of his that whose family moved here, which to me personifies why we do this, right?
Yeah, one of the first stories we talked about in this was Scott and I were discussing at lunch about the reason again for this housing, why it's so important. And I shared with him the fact that he asked how the elementary school cultures come in together with all the new kids with adding 300 kids per year the last few years, and I said, great, the little kids in elementary school don't know where their friends came from the year before. It doesn't matter. And my son's best friend, Sam's from Oklahoma. And I tell you what, their family was in that housing crunch. They were living in a camper for the first part of the year. It started getting really cold. The mom was wondering, should we stay? Is this something I can handle, living in this camper in January? And they're trying to get a house the whole time. They ended up getting a house in the early spring. And it was a great relief to that family to get into a house, to be comfortable, not living in a camper in North Dakota winters. And it just epitomizes the story of how we're all fitting together in the melting pot and how important that housing is, and the permanent housing.
And it goes back to what you're saying, Gene, because they're here for the job. They're here for the opportunity, but you got to be able to take care of your family. You need a place to stay, and if you have that, they'll be here forever.
That's right. That's right. And that's what's the joy of spending time in Watford City. You know, I'm always almost overly enthusiastic about it, but if you live and work here and you meet these people, it makes it feel so good about what's happening in this country. And when you take your eye off the job piece, you lose all the perspective of this thing on any industry. So people are flocking here for the jobs. If we as a community can do the things we're supposed to do, and that's water, sewer, hospital, school, transportation, those type of things, then they can have a good life and they'll stay. And it works, Scott. It does work.
And you also have the benefit of having one of the most beautiful places on the planet surrounding you.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's a beautiful boomtown.
And, you know, that's something we've been kind of forgetting to remind people. We have 500,000 acres of public land and one of the largest lake shores is Lake Sakakawea in the entire country. And we haven't been talking about that lately, so this project's going to remind people that the recreational pieces in this community are still what they always were. You know, 40,000-acre wilderness area 15 miles south of what they think is the heart of the oil patch. It's an untold story.
Pretty amazing. Thank you both.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate it.
Tonight.
Looking forward to tonight. Absolutely. Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development Corporation, and a good speaker, renowned oil and gas economist, and that video presentation should be fun. Outlaws Ballroom tonight. Hope to see you there. All right, friends, that's a wrap from McKenzie County Bank. Again, our thanks to our host here. Appreciate that very much. We'll be live at MBI Energy in Belfield, North Dakota, tomorrow on What's on Your Mind, hour number one with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. God bless you. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.